time now for a few of your letters from last week's show. Leon Hansen's interview about a new production of Hamlet brought back memories for Chris Grattan of Brockport, New York. He recalls, "My earliest memory of the to be or not to be speech involved a subplot on the old Roy Rogers TV show. This involved Pat Brady, Roy's comical sidekick, who was auditioning for Hamlet in a local production. He spent a lot of the episode roaring around on desert roads in his Jeep Nellie Bell and rehearsing the speech. This led to my four-year-old self asking questions of the 'what's up with that' variety, getting some good answers, and afterwards developing a lifelong love of the Bard." And speaking of Westerns, many of you enjoyed our chat with Andy Trudeau about the music of High Noon. Joe Montgomery of Cedar City, Utah writes, "What a rush. I found myself singing along with Tex Ritter and recalling exactly the first time I saw High Noon as a kid. Tex's version is the only version. All others are weak imitations. Thanks for the memory." And thank you for letting us know your likes and dislikes. You can write us by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us link.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day.